the water is just Niagara Falls, let's say. Niagara Falls, the water is flying in the air. It's not rolling down the side of a mountain, no? I think so. Oh, there are some falls like that for sure. But Niagara Falls also like that. I remember when I was in Switzerland, I saw the Rhinen Fallen or something. Also, the water flies in the air because it's the location, the higher location, it doesn't roll on the side. That's called Notzik. And Kantafris is when the water is rolling down the side of the mountain. That's Kantafris. Taisris is going to explain, not just the Havamina, Taisris is going to explain that Notzik is more reason to say that it's not considered a Chibur, because Notzik is flying in midair, in the middle of the Avir. As opposed to Kantafris, there's a body of water over here, there's a body of water over there. And then this is rolling on the side. So maybe this is sitting on this ground level, this is rolling on this ground level, that's on that ground level. So there's more room to say that Kantafris is Mitzarif than Notzik. But the Mishnah says they're both not Mitzarif. Notzik, the Kantafris, since it's moving, that's the Poshib Shah, it's not a Mashka Tafer, because it's not enough water. You have to have Tafer, Hamanasla Tafer. Fine. So what does it mean? Loyla Tumah, but Loyla Tar. What do you mean, Latumah? So the tumah is there is a din maga mimiktsasa kemaga bekula. If you touch, let's say we gave the example, you have an Italian bread, the adam tami touches it. If you have sliced bread and someone touches one slice, the adam tami that slice may be chayza matami if oichol is matami oichol. So the first slice can be matami the second slice. But the pashtus is that the adam tami touches is only matami that one piece. If it's one long Italian bread and he touches one end, so the whole thing is one big chibur. So what if you have a bowl full of water, a bowl full of liquid or something? So if a tummy touches one end, a gigantic bowl full of a big bucket full of water, a tummy touches one end, so I say, it's all tummy. But if the other tummy touches, let's say, there's a body of water over here in a kli, water that's on the ground is not a kabel tumma. A body of water and a kli, and a body of water and another kli, and the other tummy touches one. And the chibur between the two is that there's a leak, and there's a notzer connecting the two. Or there's a katafris. There's a body of water over here in one container, and there's water rolling down on a surface, a katafris, to another container. So the magabi miktsasa kemagabi kula is not mitami, the water on the bottom. Because notzer katafris ain't a chibur letumah. What does it mean is not chibur letahara? What does it mean it's not chibur letahara? So we said last week, there are four ways to read letahara. Letahara means if you have 20 saw and 20 saw, then that means start from yachad to constitute 40 saw. Or if you have 40 saw and 35 saw, you can't be toivel in the mikveh with the 35 saw because it's not considered a chibur to the 40 saw. That's what the Rabbi Tam is going to play around with that. There may be a difference between 20 and 20 as opposed to 40 and 20. And then there's another two possibilities of the Tara. That's what the Ri is going to introduce over here, a whole different shot. The Tara means if you're doing Hashokit, if you have Mayim Tameim, so the four things, four categories of things in the world, that are Kabal Tumah, are Adam Mekelim, Ochel Mamashkin, and the only two that have Tefillah, the Mikvah, are Adam Mekelim, Ochel Mamashkin, don't have Tara B'Mikvah, except for water, and water has Tara B'Mikvah, not Midin Tefillah and Mikvah, rather between Din Zriya. Zareya Maim al Pnei Chutzas. The Gemara quotes such a pasuk in Navi that when water joins another body of water on the ground, so that's considered a form of zriya. So just like if you have an apple that's tummy or a potato that's tummy, you plant it in the ground and it takes root. So then it's mechuba lekarka. So once you did zriya on it, so it loses its tumah. The pasuk says, "Chiyuta Maim al Zera Sheizareya Toharu." And that means calls man the zera is attached to the ground. It's tahor. So not only it's not makabel tumah, not only it's not makabel hechsher. Let's say apples are only makabel tumah. All food is only makabel tumah if you mixed it all first with water. So let's say the apples are growing on the tree and it rained, and you're happy about the fact that it rained. It has to be nichalai. So they're happy. It rained and the first there was a sandstorm, and all the apples got all filthy with the sand, with the dirt. And then it rained, and the balabas is very happy that it rained. His apples got cleaned off. So that's not called Hechsher Mashkin. Hechsher Mashkin has to take place while it's Tolosh. So that's all based on that puzzle. Chiyita Maimazer Sheizayru, Toharhu, it's not Mekabel Tumah when it's Mechubel Karka, and it's not even Mekabel Hechsher when it's Mechubel Karka. And even if it became Tummy before, I already have an apple that did become Tummy. The potato was Huchsher and it was Mekabel Tumah. When you plant it, and now it's Zeres Sheizareh, now it's planted in the ground again, So Zriya is Metahir. So if you have water that's Tameh, you make a Hashoka, so that's Chibor L'Tahara, that's Metahir the water. And then a long pattern after that din, we have another din, if you have Mayim Sheuvim, and you make a Hashoka on that, so the Mayim Sheuvim will become acceptable. And that's a question whether Mayim Sheuvim is a din d'Arais or a din d'Rabban. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim, the Machlekes D'Riya and the Rabbeinu Tam, in Baba Kama, in Merube, and it's in Baba Basra. May Machlek is in Baba Basra. How do we read the Gemara in Amichas HaPeiros? Whether Gimel Ugin Maim Shuvim is only a Din Rabban, what about Ruh Kulo Shov, Aruba Shov, 21 Sov, the 40 Sov is Maim Shuvim? So that's a Machlek, whether it's a Din Rais, a Din Rabban. Why is it significant to keep this in mind? If you want to know what's Mohammed and what, so if you say that the whole institution of Maim Shuvim, Legamre, is only with the Rabban, and the Mechaber Paskin is like that. Mechaber Paskin for Svardim, even Kuloshov is only the Rabbonim. Rambo is Machmer Fashkenazim, that Kuloshov, Arubashov is a Din Deraisim. So if you want to distinguish between the various cases, so there's room to say, without thinking too deeply about it, you can say, oh, Hashoka, to remove the Psul of Shuvim, there's room to be Mekel over there, because the whole institution of Shuvim is only with the Rabbonim. So there's room to say that you're more lenient over there. The Rebbe is going to say just the reverse, that you're more Machmer by Hashoka than to be Mechaber, a Mikvah of 20 and 20, to be mechaber and mikvah 40 and 35, that's easy shmizi. But to make hashoke, the Ri is going to say, no, that's mochomer. That's that the notzik and katafis is no good. Yeah.
So according to mechaber, a swimming pool or a big bathtub with
oraisa,
that's a good mikvah.
Bathtub is no good. Because, so why did they invent a chumra midrabanan from thin air? So the answer is gimelugim is a chumra based on what? So if you hold like the Ramah, the Kuloshov is there, Isis, I understand, you start off with the Din Deraisa. But according to Mechaber, the whole institution of Shuvim is Legamim Bid Ramah, so what were they afraid of? So the answer is no, Ein Tvila B'Kelem, that's a Din Deraisa. If you have a gigantic bathtub that's sitting, a cleat that's sitting on the floor, if it's a swimming pool that's in the ground, Mechubla Karka, so Menatari, even if you fill it up with Maim Shuvim, it would be good according to the Mechaber. But if you have a big bathtub that's a separate kli standing on legs, on top of the ground, not on legs, standing a kli that's sitting on the ground, so that's ain't tefillah b'kelim, that's a din d'oraisa. That is a din d'oraisa. Yeah.
When we say
ruvah
shov, according to
Mar ruvah
shov, something d'oraisa, that mean when you first make a mikvah, meaning you may first make it 21 shov, 19 not shovs? Well, if you already have a kosher mikvah 40 shov, then you add a 40 normal to the 40 shov,
you are
then
you have 50 Maim Shuvim. Oh, so the Rosh, in Shulchan Aruch they quote the Rosh in Hilchos Mikvos. The Rosh says you can add on kol Maim Shuvim Sheba Oilom, and it won't pose a problem because the minute you add on Maim Shuvim to a Kosher Mikvah, you have a Hashoka. Once you do a Hashoka, removes the status of Shuvim. That's Ruba, the Ruba of the Rishonim hold like that. The Shach quoted Rabbeinu Yeruchim that we mentioned last week. This Rabbeinu Yeruchim is considered a big Kiddush. That he's mistopic to say that maybe Maim Shuvim retains its status in Maim Shuvim, and the Zriya, the Hashoka, never cancels the status Maim Shuvim. It's only a Kozman that it's the Mikvah Maim Shuvim is Mechubert to Mikvah Kshera, so it's considered as a branch of the Mikvah Kshera being tabled on that Mikvah. But most of the Rishonim don't hold like that. That's why many Achrenim say you shouldn't be Choshish for this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. No one holds like that. And I mentioned last week that Avnei Nezer thinks that there is room to be choshish for this Rabbeinu Yeruchim. So most of the Rishonim go like this sheet. If you have a mikvah 40 so, you can add on kol meim shaboil, you can add on millions and millions of maim shuvim, and it won't pose a problem. Everything is going to have a hashoka. Tosis in the end of Nida writes not so. They quote Rabbeinu Hanan, I'll interpret the Gemara like that. If you have a mikvah of mem so, and you add on 41 so, a maim shuvim, so the roiv is no good, so it's no good. And the Rosh is against that Tosis. The Rosh tells that there is no such thing. Once you have the Mechaber, quotes that Rosh. Once you have 40 saw of Maim Sheirim, you can add on 1,000 saw. A Maim Shuvim, it won't pose the problem.
What's the rest of the Kamakam Bottle?
No, it's Hashoka, not Kamakam Bottle.
Mean,
when I have a mikvah 40 saw of Maim Sheirim, I can add on a million Maim Shuvim, and it's all
Hashoka will work even if there's more Maim Shuvim than normal.
Yeah, it's not based on bittul. Hashoka is a dinam zriya, so all the water is zaru. It's all mechuber. It's all mechuber with this kosher and mikveh. So let's go again. So our we're learning Gittin. Just to review again, we're learning Gittin. So the Gemara had five cases where they were discussing what's a din if it's half and half. So one of the cases was Rav Chisda started on Tezvav and Manal. What if it's half and half? On Chasimas Yad of one aid, you have two kosher aidim who say that it's good. And Chasimas Yad of the other one, you have the Shlich La'ilacha says, Befane Nechta, Befane Nechtam Chasima Achas. And the Chasima Shni, you have two kosher aidim. Rav Chisda thought, Okula b'kiyum aget, Okula b'tekonas chacham, can't go half and half. And the Gemara made fun of that's ridiculous, and we don't accept that. And Taisa said that's not the real reason why. The real reason why Rav Chisda holds that it's no good, it's not either A or B. The real reason is because the only time we give nemanis to the Shlech La'ilach is when he realizes the whole responsibility rests on his shoulders. And then it's going to be medayek. But if he's only telling half the story, he's only telling half, maybe it's a lie. Maybe it's not something that exists. So he doesn't still feel so guilty. He's only telling him about one chasim, and then the other two aidim telling about the other chasim. Since the whole responsibility is not resting on his shoulders, so you have less daikonis in such case. That's how Taisus interpreted. Then the Gemara gave another four cases. So one of the cases was, what if you do Netilas Yadayim Lachatzoyin? So what was the issue of Netilas Yadayim Lachatzoyin? The Gemara is not sure. So first they said, different pshat. Then they said, what if he takes a cup of water, he washes half of his hand, and he didn't wash the rest of the hand? So the hand is not Tohar Lachatzoyin. That's a din. The hand cannot be Tohar Lachatzoyin. What if it's still moist when he takes another cup of water and he pours the water on the other half? So the Gemara says, well, how much water is there here? If it's hardly any water, it's only Mashka Tofea. Shaloi amanas lahatviach, so that's for sure no good. And if it's mashka tefeach amanas lahatviach, so then there's what to negotiate. Maybe, yeah, baby, you know why? Because tefeach shaloi amanas lahatviach. That's how the Gemara says on the bottom of Tezvav HaMebeis. That's how we got involved in this. You got to keep this in mind because Tosis is going to refer back to this line in the Gemara. So the Gemara has on the last two lines. Lo tzricha, when is there a sofik whether you daim taharis lahatzon, who that was ill for? Ill for the balabas had a shaila, whether yadam taris lachatzon. So he says, lo tzvicha dika mashka tafeach. He washed half the hand with a cup of water, and it's a little bit moist, and then he washes the other hand. That's the shaila, is that considered mechuber or not? The Gemara says, chika mashka tafeach my habi v'atanam. We have a Mishnah, tafeach ain't a chibur. Lo the tumba v'lo the tower, that doesn't count. Lo tzvicha dika tafeach lahatviach. Peg mo hanami tanina. There's a brisa. It doesn't say in the Mishnah, but the brisa said it's the diuk from the Mishnah. The Mishnah says there are three things that are not a chibur. Natsik katafra is mashka tafeach. So it sounds like maybe you can't be mendak. Maybe it's only mashka tafeach. But if it would have been tafeach hamanas latviach, maybe then it would be chibur. Maybe that's not what the Mishnah meant to be mendak. Maybe tafeach hamanas latviach is also not a chibur. It's not clear from the Mishnah. That's what the Gemara says. That we have a braisa. That's not beferish in the Mishnah. The braisa spells out tefech hamanos lahatviach is considered chibur. So the Gemara says that since it's a chibur, then you get the tumah v'tara with respect to that din in the Mishnah and Taras. So maybe it should probably be chibur for the tilus yadayim. And the Gemara says no, not necessarily so. No, it's not a chibur for the tilus yadayim. Ilf is sofik doesn't go. Even tefech hamanos lahatviach would be no good. Maybe that brisa, that honami tinina, that brisa that says tafech latviach is chibur, maybe that's only with respect to mikvahs, and it goes like Reb Yudah, and it means the following din. This line in the Gemara is very strange. The fourth line from the top, the Gemara said maybe that brisa goes menigeh to mikvahs. Of course, it goes menigeh to mikvahs. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Not so katafes mashke tafeach. The whole thing goes on mikvahs. So what does the Gemara say? Dilma le'inyan mikvoes Rabbi. The Gemara should have said Dilma Rabbi Yudahi. Maybe that only goes like Rabbi Yudah in the following case. But they say Dilma le'inyan mikvoes. That's what Diri is going to be b'dayik on that. What does the Gemara say on the fourth line? Dilma le'inyan mikvoes. Sounds good. Until now we weren't talking about mikvoes. The whole time we were talking about mikvoes. We spent the whole hour last week on mikvoes. So what does it mean? Okay, so we'll have to see. So the Gemara says maybe tafeach hamanos lahatviach is not a chibur for Netilas Yadayim either, and that can't be the suffix of Ilfa. And that brisa, that Tanino, and the brisa that says Tefech Latvich is a chibur, is only a special case. Fine. Okay. So here, Tosfos poses a problem. The fourth line from the top, the kosher the Rabbeinu Tam. What does it say here? We have this Mishnah in Taras, Perek Ches Mishnah Tes, the last Mishnah there in the Torah. It says, Natsik v'katafres are ein achibur. So the Rabbi and Tam is bothered with a kasher from the Gemara in Chagiga. What does it say in Chagiga? The Gemara Chagiga quotes Machleg Zamer Reb Yudah. You have Gimel Gavamiyos. Gavamiyos means a puddle of water. So the upper puddle on the side of the mountain. So the upper puddle has 20 saw, the bottom puddle has 20 saw, the middle puddle has 40 saw. And then there's a Chardel Shel Gshamim rolling down the side of the mountain that really connects the first with the second with the third. Gimel Gavamiyos Al Yonah Esmim V'Tachtan Esmim V'Em Tzoyis HaBoyim Chardel Shel Gshamim Averes Meneyem. So the Gemara says that if you toivel in the middle mikveh, for sure it's good. Everybody agrees that that's good. We pointed out, why does everybody agree that that's good? In Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaba had a... The Shulchan Aruch has a chumrah that if you have a mikveh that's very deep, it has 100 saw, you have a hole in the side of the mikveh and the water is going to keep on going out through the hole. That's zochlim. So it says in the Shulchan Aruch that l'chatchili shouldn't even be toivel on the bottom part because the whole mikveh is one big unit of a mikveh. And since part of it is zochel, I label the whole mikveh zochlim. L'chatchila, I label the whole mikveh zochlim. So this is against the Mishnah here. This it's not a Mishnah; it's a Tosefta. Chagigi, you test them out. The Gemara quotes a Tosefta that appears and it says on the side of the Gemara, Perigimel in Mikvos, that in the middle mikveh that has aboim, so for sure you can be toivel. Why is it so poshut that you can be toivel? If the Chardel Shel Gshamim is rolling down on the side, so why not declare the middle mikveh also as a zochlim? You should say you can't be toivel in zochlim. So you see, we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that Mi'ikar Adin, it is good. We even make it if you're toivel on the upper part. If you wait another half hour, all the water, you wait another 10 minutes, all the water from the upper part is going to go out through the hole. So we pass in that B'diyeh, but even if you're toivel on the upper part, is also good. L'chatchili shouldn't even be toivel in the lower part of the mikveh, because I declare the whole thing is zechlim. B'diyeh, but even if you're toivel on the upper part, is also good, because the bottom part is not zechlim. The upper part is mechuba to the bottom part, so that's acceptable. So for this tosefta, you see against that chumra. For this tosefta, you see beferish against the chumra in the Shulchan Aruch. You see that the middle mikveh that has the 40 saw, even though it's connected with the chardel shel gshamim that's rolling down the side of the mountain, nonetheless it's permissible to be kovel in the middle mikveh. So that's a problem. The mefarshim on the Yaradeya posed that question. Where did this chumra, where did this shita come from that lechatchili considered that zechlim? It's against the Beferish of Tosefta. But I'll call upon him, that's a problem. I'll call upon him, so it says, for sure you can be toivel in the middle mikveh. Can you be toivel in the upper mikveh, the bottom mikveh? So there's a machlekes in the Tosefta between Rab Meir and Rab Yudah. What is the machlekes? So Tosis quotes it. Adkan, lo nechel gar Meir Rab Yudah, and they quote the case. They only argue where? Ela betoivel bel yoyna. Can you be toivel in the upper mikveh? Yaminim good asik. Avol betachtoni kula moded also lo tefila daminu gurachas. For sure you can be toivel in the bottom mikveh. Machleika says, can you also be toivel in the upper mikveh? That's the way it says in the Gemara Chagiga. Yeah. In Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky's Tosefta, Chazon Yecheskel on Mikvois, on Perigimel, with this Tosefta appears, so he points out that there's a Biur Hagro on Mikvois, where on this Tosefta, Biragram Mikvos Taras on Mikvos. This is Perigimel Brisa Gimel. Biragra says that you can only, one time holds, you can only be toivel in the upper mikveh. You cannot be toivel in the bottom mikveh. So he says he doesn't know how to deal with that. That's Beferish against the Gemara. How's it going to finish? Just points it out. It's Beferish against the Gemara. Doesn't know how it's going to correspond to the Gemara. Yeah. So what does it say in the Gemara? The way it says in Agamar, leaving out this Bi'ur HaGro'ah, the whole Machlek Zameir Abiyud only is whether you can be toivel in the upper mikveh, but the bottom mikveh for sure you can be toivel. So Tosis poses the question that's katafris. And here it says, it's not notzok, the water is not flying in the air like Niagara Falls. It's not that there's zavar all around. It's katafris, it's rolling down the side of the mountain. So there it says, Beferish in Chagiga, Yotesam and Allah Bein L'Rab Yudah Bein L'Rab Meir. Katafris is a chibur to connect the mikveh with the 40 saw, with the 20 saw. And here it says that katafris is not good for chibur. It's not a chibur. This is the Rabbein and Tam's kasha. Rabbein and Tam came up with a fantastic answer that the Omer Rabbein and Tam, that there are two kinds of cases where you want to be mechabe mikvos. If you want to be mechabe 20 and 20 to create a mikveh, the lek mikveh shon be'echad b'fnei atzmo. Neither one has a shia mikveh shalom, the lahav a chibur. Then katafris is no good to create a mikveh. They might be not feeling the tachton. Abul Hasan with the Gemara there in Chagiga quoted the Tosefta in Mikvah's Perigimel. That's talking where the middle mikveh has 40 saw. The bottom mikveh has 20 saw. So you want to know, can you consider this a branch of the other mikveh? You're not creating a mikveh. So that's less of a problem. The din is that the mikveh has to have a mokum ha-mikveh. Every mikveh has to have a mokum ha-mikveh. So if you have 20 and 20 in a katafris being mechaber, so katafris is not a chibur, so the mikveh is in two different places. That's not called a mokum ha-mikveh. But if you have 40 so in the middle guma, and then you have a katafris connecting this with the bottom mikveh that has 20 so the middle mikveh is mitzuraf yachar. It's a puddle of water that has 40 so. I say the katafris is enough to consider this a branch of the already existing mikveh. So the mokma mikveh is the middle mikveh, the middle guma that has the 40 saw. The bottom mikveh is mechubet to that. This is the Rabbeinu Tam's Chiddush. Okay. The two different types of chiburim. Are you trying to create a mikveh yesh meyayin? So then the Mishnah says that katafris is ene chibur. And if you already have a mikveh, you just want to declare this is a branch of that mikveh, so then katafris is a chibur. So this answer is quote. This is Rabbeinu Tam's answer. It's quoted by the Rash over there on Taharis, Perek Ches, the end of Perek Ches in Mishnayis Taharis. So the Rash has a taina against the Rabbeinu Tam. He says he doesn't see what was bothering the Rabbeinu Tam in the first place that he had to come up with such a fantastic Kiddush. There's a gigantic Rash there, very long. The end of Perek Ches in Taharis. So he quotes this Rabbeinu Tam and he says he doesn't really see why the Rabbeinu Tam had to say such a chiddush, because although in the Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Yud Testament out they only quote two opinions, Rab Meir and Rab Yude, but if you look on the Tosefta, there's a third opinion, the Chachamim Aymerim. The Chachamim say you can either be toivel, you can neither be toivel in the upper mikveh 20, nor can you be toivel in the bottom mikveh 20. You can only be toivel in the Emtza. Rabbi Yehuda quotes in the name of Rabbi Meir, can even be toivel in the upper mikveh. Vani Yomer, Rabbi Yehuda's own opinion is, betachtoino also, v'chachamim marmim, benkoch ha-benkoch, hei matbil me'la be'emtzoi, sheyesh ba'me'emso. So the Sefta quotes the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda. When it says in the Gemara Chagiga, daf yud tesam and aleph, that betachtoino kuli almo moidu, that's the Loshon Tosis is quoting for the Gemara Chagiga. Betachtoino kuli moidu, all the Tanoim agree, also lo tvilo. And when is there machlok is only bel yoyna kulu tanoim moda means bengla rabbiuda bengla rabbeir, but doesn't mean all the tanoim. The tana the chachamim marmim and the tosefta disagree with both rabbeir and rabbiuda. So if you have a machlok is three tanoim, rabbeir, rabbiuda, and the chachamim marmim. So the pashtus is that you paskin like the chachamim. That's how the Rambam paskins. You look in the Rambam in Hilchus when he quotes this din. When the Rambam quotes this halach in Hilchus Mikvos, so he paskins like the chachamim. He gives you the whole seer with the gimel gamamiyos. Perik ches and mikvas halacha ches gimel gumish binachal. Hatachtoina v'halyona shal chabsov hamso shal memso v'shetav shal geshamim over b'toch hanachal afal pishun nichnas l'toch miyotzim toch einze erev. They might be lemele b'yamtsoyis. Why? Because the water that's rolling down the katafris is zoichlin. Shein ha'mayim ha'nischolim arvim elam kein omdu. Zochlim is no good. He says, beferish, not the katafris is no good because it's zochlim. It's not because it's vertical as opposed to horizontal, not like the Divrei Chaim. And he says, the reason why katafris is not a chiba because it's zochlim. And zochlim is not good, elam kein omdu, unless it's going to stand still. If it stands still, then it is good. So and the Kesem Mishnah points out, why did the Rama paskin against Rab Meir and against Rab Yehuda in the Sugya in Chagiga daf yud testament out, because you look in the Tosef, the Perigimel, it quotes the Chachamim Aymerim. So the Rambam understood we should pass him like the Chachamim. So that's what the Rash writes on Mishnah. He's at the end of Perek Ches and Taras. He doesn't see what the Kasha was in the first place. What was bothering the Rabbeinu Tam? The Rabbeinu Tam came up with his answer, the Ri came up with his answer, and the Rash was later, so the Rash doesn't understand what he need any answers. The Mishnah that says Hanatzik v'katav z'enechib, it goes lahalacha that we pass him like the Chachamim. So there's no kasha in the first place. He didn't have to come up with any chidushim. Katafris is no good, period. It's never any good. Secondly, the Osamech points out on this Rambam, Per Ches, Halacha Ches, and Mikvos, if you look there in the Gemara in Chagiga, on Daf Yutes. So the Gemara there talks about this Mishnah in Mikvahs. Rabbi Yehuda says, Mikvah sheyesh ba'boim sam mechuvanus. You have exactly memsa v'yod u'shnayim v'tovlu b'zach hazeh. Harishon tohor, because at the time the first person was tovel in the mikveh, had ba'boim sam. When he walks out of the mikveh, so he takes a lot of the droplets of water on his body. V'asheni tomei, when the second one's going to be tovel in the mikveh, it'll no longer have the ba'boim sam. Rabbi Yehuda's mekalim hoy raglish al mishen nogas b'mayim. If the first one's legs are still submerged in the mikveh, v'asheni tohor. Because the water on the surface of his body is still mechubah with mikvah. Very funny, did? What kind of a chibur is this? So the Gemara says, because he's sapping wet. It's tafeach hamaras lahatfiach, and that Mishnah, that brisa tanina on the third line, honami tanina, the brisa says tafeach hamaras lahatfiach, is a chibur that's alluding to Rabbi Yudushit over there. So the Gemara there in Chagiga, Yutes Amid Aleph, has two lashonas, where the Rabbi Yudah says this for a real person who's tummy, who really needs tefillah and mikvah midina. Or he's only talking about a case where it's Milas de Rabbanon. The Gemara has a Machlokes Amaron. Machlokes Amaron. The Rambam says that most assume that the only time there's a Shaila whether we pass like Rabbi Yehuda or not. The Pashta says, why should he pass like Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda is arguing with the Chachamim. They probably don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But some Rishonim hold that you do. The Tur holds that you do pass like Rabbi Yehuda. That's another Shaila. But the Gemara has two lashonos. When does Rabbi Yehuda's opinion apply? So one prominent opinion in the Gemara, one lashon in the Gemara is that Rabbi Yehuda's opinion only applies when you're talking about a tefillah that's only needed by the Rabbanim. We're talking about real tefillah deraisa, it doesn't apply. So then the Gemara also quotes this Tosefta Perigimol Mikvayos. With the three mikvahs, the 20 saw, and the 40 saw in the middle, and going down. So the Gemara says, with respect to that also, that according to that version of the Gemara, the Rabbi Yehuda is only mekel when you only need a tefillah midirabbanan, milas, by a chumra, a case where it's only a chumra midirabbanan, that you have to be tovel. So that tosefta, the Rabbi Yehuda and Rameh are arguing, can you be tovel in the upper mikveh, only tovel in the lower mikveh? That whole tosefta is also only talking about a case where it's milas derabbanan. If you have a real tummy who is tummy midina, midaraisa, and he needs a real tefillah in the mikveh, no one would say it's good in the bottom mikveh. Because katafris ain't a chibah. The only time the Tana says katafris is chibah benegeto to a tumah derabbanan. So the Yosemech says he doesn't see bichlal what Tosis Kasha is. The Rashi and Mishnais doesn't ask that question. The Rashi asked a different question. What's bothering the Rabbi Natan? Why don't you just say the Mishnah in Taharis that says, Anotzek v'katafris ein achibur, goes like the Chachamim, the Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. We reject both Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. We should pass like the Chachamim. That's what the Rashi taines. That's how the Rambam understood. The Mishnah is accepting the opinion of the Chachamim, who rejected both Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Meir. Yosemech has a different taina. Maybe that Tosefta that's Mekel and the Tachton, maybe we do accept that Tosefta, Mekel and the Tachton, but that's only by one who only needs a Tvile Lechumrim in the Rabbanan. And the Mishnah that says that Natsuk Lechatafis Einachib is when you need a real Tvile on the level of the Raisa. See? So the Arsamech has that time. He doesn't see what motivated the Rabbin and Tam or the Reed to come up with an answer. You don't need any, as you say, that's the Rabbanan, this is the Raisa. Bechal is no Kasha. But still, the Rabbin and Tam felt that it was a Kasha. So he came up with his answer. The Natsik v'katafris is no good to create a mikveh. You have to have the 40 so should be b'mokam echo. The mikveh has to have a mokam ha-mikveh. We mentioned, the Gemara says there in Chagiga, if you have mei gishamim, rainwater is only mitahar b'yashborin. If it's sitting still in a mikveh, it means kovah v'kaimah, the water is stagnant and sitting still. If the water is moving, if it's zerklem, so then it's not mitar min atar. But if it's a maya, and if the source of the water is from under the ground sources, from a spring, from a well, so then it is mitar bezerklem. So How did we get involved in this? I forgot already. So the Gemara says, what if you have, what about the water in the ocean? The water in the ocean, a lot of the water comes from under the ground sources, from Mayonis. A lot of the water comes from the rain and the snow that melts. So what's the din if you have a mixture? You have part of the, you have a body, a gigantic body of water, the oceans, all the lakes, all the oceans. A certain percentage of the water is from under the ground sources, a certain percentage of the water is from rainwater. So the Mishnayos say it goes basa roiv. If roiv of the water, if rabu notvim ala zochlim, or rabu zochlim ala notvim. Notvim means the rainwater that drips down from heaven, the rain and the snow. So the rain and the snow, the Megah Shaman is only b'tahir b'yashborin, if it's sitting still. And if it's zochlin, if the source of the water is from under the ground fountain, from under the ground, then it's good even b'zochlin. So it depends what the rive is. So which is the rive? So there's a discussion in Tanoim. So it's usually assumed that in the ocean, in any lake, ruba deruba way more. Probably two-thirds, the Gemara says, probably around two-thirds of the water will be from under the ground sources as opposed to the rainwater. So that's why halacha l'maisa, let's say if there's no mikveh in a person's neighborhood, so we assume that person can be toivel in the ocean. The ocean water is roaming all over the place, it's zechlim, so the answer is it's mei mayonis. I bet there's rainwater mixed in also, so the answer is we assume that for every drop of rainwater that falls down, there are going to be two drops of water that come from under the ground sources, at least. It's going to be 2-1. The rive is going to be from under the ground sources. So that's Matar B'Zachlan. So the Gemara raises the question in Chagiga. The person is standing on the edge of the ocean, and then there's a big a tidal wave, and a big wave of water flies out from the ocean and lands a block further, flies in the air. And it lands on a person and it covers his whole body and the nochat tzitzis on his body. He's wearing loose clothing. So the Gemara said that's no good because ain't tefila ba'avir. Rambam quotes the Gemara ain't tefila ba'avir. The din is they always have to have a mokum ha, either mokum ha mikvah, mokum ha mayon. Even a mayon is metar b'zochlan has to be the mokum ha mayon. This mayon flows, the ocean flows over here. Normal. If it flies in the air, it's not mitzurif to any mokum. Then when it lands, has to be mitzurif to mokum from the beginning to the end, from the place where it comes from under the ground, has to keep on rolling. Let's see, if you have a river, and the majority of the source of the water in the river is from under the ground sources, you can tell. The Mishnayos describes sometimes you have a river that only exists in the winter time, when it's raining and snowing and the snow is melting, in the beginning of the springtime and the snow is melting, then you have a big river. In the middle of the summer, when it's not raining, it's not snowing, there's no river, so obviously all the water came from rainwater. But if you have a river, summer or winter, the river is flowing, so it indicates that the rove of the water is from under the ground sources. So the rove of the water is from under the ground sources, it's metaher b'zeichlin, it's good, but even zeichlin has to have a mokum ha-mayon, you have to have a mokum ha-mikveh, the mokum of the mikveh has to be a shborin, has to be a crack in the ground. And the Mokam HaMayon has to be the place where it flows straight from the source from under the ground, and it's flowing straight. But once it flies in the air, then it lands again, so that's not the Mokam HaMayon. So Nachamal, so the... So the Rasha Mishnayis in Taharois, the end of Perkesis, he doesn't see any problem over here. He says the Mishnah goes Kahalacha, and that whole Gemara in Chagiga is Shaloi Kahalacha. Whole Gemara is according to Rabbi Yehuda. We don't pass like that. We pass like the Mishnah. They represent Shitas Chachamim. Yosameach had a Taina. The Mishnah goes when you have a real Tumah Deraisis, and not Zuka Katavas Ein Achibur. And the Gemara in Chagiga, according to one Lashon, that perhaps is the accepted Lashon in the Gemara, that's the more popular Lashon, is that Reb Yudas Kula, Im Ragalov Shal Rishon, Adayin Ogus B'mayim, Af Hasheni Tohor, that's only Midirabbanon, that's only where you only need the Tefillah Midirabbanon, and the same thing with the Gimel Gomemiyos, and Yemekel to be Tovel and the Tachtoina, one time holds Yemekel even to be Tovel and the Al-Yayna. The Gemara says also, according to that Lashon in the Gemara, that's only by Tumah Derabbanon, by real Tumah Derais, it wouldn't work. So then, Michal, there's no problem. There's no kasha, and you have no halchocha to come up with any big chiddush. But the Rabbi Natam and the Rei both felt that there is a kasha here. So each one came up with a different teretz. When Rabbi Tam came up with his teretz, he said, I'm trying to construct a mikveh. I'm trying to put together 20 saw with 20 saw to create a mikveh. So then you need, the whole 40 saw should be in one makom. The din is every mikveh, even a mayon, has to have a makom, and it has to be in, the 40 saw of the mikveh have to be in one makom. So if you have 20 saw and 20 saw and a notzik, but katafis is mechaber, so that's not mechaber, so you have the mikvehs in two mekaymes, that's no good. The mikveh has to be in one makom. But if you have already a mikveh, 40 saw of a makom echot, and then the katafris is mechaber, 35 saw over here, so that's mechaber into an already existing mikveh, so that's considered a branch of that mikveh. That's what the Rabbi Natam holds. What is the Ri answer on the kasha? The Ri is not happy with the Rabbi Natam's answer. So the Tosafot quotes the Ri at the end. Ri Aimer, this part, the last 10 lines in the Tosafot, it's the middle of the line that begins with the word ze'afilu. So in the middle of that line it says, V'ri Omer, Da'id Anosav Katafis, this should really have been in the beginning. When they quote the Rabbi Natam's Teretz, Omer Rabbi Natam, that it depends, is it 20 and 20 or is it 40 and 20? Right after they quote the Rabbi Natam, so they should have quoted this Ri earlier. They don't. In the other Masechtas, that's how they quote it. There are two different Tosafos in here. Tosafos here is talking about two different topics. If you look in Chagiga, these two parts of Tosafos are on two different dafim. This Tosafos is on Yutes Amid Beis. The Ri with the Rabbein and Tam is on Yutes Amid Beis. And then the other Ri with the Rabbein and Tam is later on Chof Aleph Amid Beis. Two different topics in Tosafos. So we'll go one at a time. So the Ri, the last 10 lines in Tosafos, that says that it's a Nechibur, it's not a Mikvois. That's a Mishnah in Taharis, the end of Perek Ches. So he says, that Mishnah doesn't really go, lo linyan chibe mikvos ari, el linyan hashoke. Hashoke is more chomer than chibe mikvos. When the Mishnah says, hanotzit v'katafris, ein achibe loy letumah v'loy letara, how do you translate it? So he says, letumah means whether you say maga mimikzosa ke maga bikulo. If I touch one end, is it one unit or not? So I say, no, so Katafis is not a Chibur Letumah. I don't apply Magam Mitzosa to Magam Dekuloi. Then it says it's not a Chibur Letari. What do you mean Letara? Letumah means to be Mekabal Tumah. Letara means to be Mekabal Tara. How do you Mekabal Tara? Hashokah. If you have Maim Temeim, if you have Maim Shum, and you want to make Hashokah. So that's what the Mishnah is talking about there in Taharis, the end of Perakes. It's not talking about being Mekabal Tumik voice at all. Tumik voice of 20 saw and 20 saw. Everyone would agree that Notzik for Katafris, or at least Katafris, is good to be Mechaber them. Not like the Rabbi Natam. Rabbi Natam said, if you have 20 and 20, it's not Mitzdarf. If you have 40 and 20, then it is Mitzdarf. The Ri says, not true. If you have 20 and 20, and the Katafris is Mechaber it, it would be a good Chibur. The Mishnah that says Katafris and Notzik is not a Chibur, is going, it's not a Chibur to consider it Hashokah. It's more difficult to be considered Hashokah than it is to be mechaber two mikvos together. That's the Rishi. The Ri Aimer, the Ida Notzik v'Katavris, the Mishnah lo linyan chibur mikvos. I was not talking about connecting 40 and 20, 20 and 20. Linyan hashoker. V'ashta habi letara dumi de letuma. The two phrases that are used by the Mishnah. Letuma means a maga mitzosik and maga bekula, and letara means I want to remove the tuma. Something I have maim t'meim. We want to make the maim t'meim into maim t'harim. Not the way the Rabbi Natam learned letara, to be mechaber 20 and 20, to be mechaber 20 and 40, that it should constitute a mikveh. No, you're going to be metahir the water. You have maim t'meim, you have maim shuvim, you want to make hashoket to be metahir the water. Havi letara dumi de letuma. Letuma means you're transmitting tuma from one to the other. Magabim getzosek and magabim kula. Letara means you're doing zriya. The chayim mashma, he says, from our gemara you can see like that. The whole time we quoted the Mishnah in Taharis, so we thought all along it's talking about Chibur Mikvos. So the Gemara says on the fourth line, Dilma Linyan Mikvos, Rabbi. Maybe that Mishnah goes with respect to Mikvos. What do you mean Dilma Linyan Mikvos? Of course it's talking about Mikvos. You should have said Dilma Rabbi Yudahi, this non. So he says, no, Dilma Linyan Mikvos means the true pshat in the Mishnah is Hanotzek Vakatafres, Mashka Tafech, Eino Chibur. It goes on Zriya. It goes on Hashoka. Lo letuma v'lo letar. It's not magamim v'tzosek amag v'kul. Lo letar goes on Hashoka. Now the Gemara says that maybe the Tanina, the Brisa that spells out Tefech, Amaras la'tfech, is Chibur. Maybe that's only chibur benegia to mikvos and not benegia to hashoka. Benegia to hashoka, maybe it's no good. That's how he's interpreting. V'chein mashma from our Gemara that the Ika Mishnah in Tahar is the end of Perek Ches is talking about hashoka. Midikoma, the Gemara has on the fourth line. Dimelin yin ta mikvos Rabbi Yudah mashma. That hash until you got to the fourth line. Lo havi mukim be mikvos. The Gemara didn't think that that's what the Mishnah is talking about. So what did they think it is talking about? They thought it's talking about the hashoka. Upashit, and the Gemara came to the conclusion. The Gemara said, well, from the Mishnah you can't tell. It says mashke tofeach ein achibur. Maybe tofeach hamaras latfich is chibur. Maybe it's not. It doesn't say explicitly. So then they said, no, hanami tanina. We have a beferish b'raisa that says tofeach hamaras latfich is chibur. So yeah, but even from the beferish b'raisa, you can't tell. Maybe that's only been geared to mikvos and not been geared to hashoke. That's what he quotes. Upashit, the Gemara quotes a b'raisa. The mashke tafeach ena tibulin in hashokim. Nachmal. Take a look again. The last two lines on Tezvav and Mebeis in the Gemara. The Gemara Ilfa had a suffik by Ilfa. The Gemara wants to know what's a suffik. El the kamashi. What's a suffik? He washed half of his hand. Kamashi palga palga the other. He washes half a hand and he dries it off. Then he washes the other half and hand dries it off. That's no good. So the suffix must be, he washed the half a hand and it didn't dry it off. Then he takes a cup full of water, washes the other half a hand, and it's still a little bit moist. The Gemara said, well, how moist is it already? Even if it's a little bit moist, so what? If it's only tefech, we have the Mishnah, mashke tefech, ein achibur. So just like ein achibur for hashoka purposes, so too ein achibur for netilas yadayim purposes. More thought that it should be totally zebazeh. How does he say? The Pasha, the Gemara quoted the Mishnah, Mashka Tafech, in a chibur linyan hashok, vadin linyan atilus yadayim. The comment that the Gemara says on the top, on the second line from the top of the Zayin, Lo tzvich adika tafech la tfiach. That's boi ilfa. Ilfa's suffix was, he washes one half of his hand, and he has the water is sopping wet there, tafech hamaras la tfiach, then he takes a cup of water, washes the other half. So maybe tafech hamaras la tfiach is better than tafech. Why should you say it like that? That's the suffix. Why should you say like that? Maybe it's good for hashaka purposes. The Kamar, the Gemara says on the second line, Lo tzvicho dika tafech latviach. Uboi hodik. Yeah, now the Gemara has a shayla. Hodik tani in the mashka tafech ena chibur linyan hashaka. Does that mean no tafech or only tafech? Al tafech lamnas latviach is. So that's the Gemara's Ibai. Boy, Nachamol, the boy, the Gemara was Mesupik at this point, Lotzvicha, the second line, from the top of Tazayim and Av. The Gemara was asking a question, Ibai, Hodik Tani, the Mishnah that says, the Mashka Tafech, Enochibu, the Mishnah in the end of Perkes and Taharis. Linyan Hashok, Imar B'Tafech, Shaloy Lahatvich, Afil Tafech, Latviach, is also not called Chibu, become Hanamatinina. That's a Beferish, Ibai, said, the Havichibu. V'dochi, then the Gemara's Matchin, no. Maybe that brisa that says tafech hamanas latvich is a chibur, maybe it's only good for a mikveh, but it's not good for hashoka. And if it's not good for hashoka, then it wouldn't be good for netilas yadayim either. The Gemara thought somehow that the netilas yadayim to be mechaber this half and the netilah on this half of the hand, with the other half of the hand to wash b'zach hazeh, this should depend on hashoka. Shouldn't depend on chibur mikvois. The Tesis is just reading the Gemara. The Kamahanami Tanina Tesis said that's a brisa davi chibur v'dochi the Gemara matchin. No, hod the Tanina tefech hamanas latviach is a chibur. Dilma linya mikvoyz Rabbi Yudah mitam gudaches. Avlinya nashok eim adolah havi chibur. Afil le Rabbi Yudah kimo be mikveh be karka shave. The lack of gudaches. Yeah. If you have two bodies of water. And one body of water is mayim tmeim. One body of water is mayim tahorim. And then you have a little bit of water in between connecting the two. So would that accomplish a hashoka? So the Tosis is explaining the Gemara. First, the Gemara thought the Mishnah in Taharis, the end of Perek Ches is talking about hashoka. Lelatuma velelatara. Latara means dumi delatuma. Latara does mean 20 and 20 saw, 40 and 20 saw. The Tara means Hashoka, just like the Tumah means to transmit Tumah. So the Tara means to connect it with Mayim Tahorim and to be Matara than Mayim Tumayim. So the Mishnah is talking about Hashoka. So the Mishnah says Mashka Tafech is not a Chibur. Then the Gemara said, well, maybe it means only Tafech. Maybe Tafech HaManas LaTfech would be a Chibur. And if that would be a Chibur for Hashoka purposes, then perhaps it should be a chibur for the tilus of dime purposes. Then the Gemara is doiche. That's what Tosef says. Gemara is doiche on the fourth line from the top. Dilma linya mikvas. Maybe that Tosefta, that the brisa that says dika tefer hamanas latviach, is a chibur. Maybe that's only minigir to be mitzarif, being mitzarif the water to the mikvah that you have 40 sub. And maybe tefer hamanas latviach is not a chibur for hashoka purposes. And since it's not a chibur for hashoka purposes, then it's not a chibur for netilas yadayim purposes either. That's how the Tosis reads the Gemara. Come, hanami tenin to have a chibur v'dochi. The Gemara is matre no. Hod the tenin tafeach menos latviach is a chibur. Dilma linya mikvos rabbiudi him etam gurachas. A linya hashoka maybe would be no good. Ema dolo have a chibur afilu the rabbiudi. Even the rabbiudi says, beferish maguf ragel of shalrisha nogos b'mayim that is considered mechubur. Maybe it's only mechubur to be mashlim the mem so. Maybe even for dinim deraisa, the Gemara had 2 days. There are two versions in Chagiga Daf Yotesim and Alpha. Whether this kula of Rabbi Yehuda, ragel shalrisha nogos b'mayim, is that only a kula for milas the rabbanon, or even for dinim deraisa? So even if you hold that you can be mekel on dinim deraisa, that's only to be mashlim mem so, but not to be considered hashoka for hashoka purposes. Maybe it wouldn't even be enough to fair chamanas latvich. What would you need more than that? You would need more to be considered hashoka. To be mitar, you would need more than tafer hamanas latviach. You would need kiklipas hashum, or you'll need kishvaferes hanot. That's what the other Tosis is going to talk about. So now Tosis says v'hashto hahidah chagiga lo kosher midi. Now Tosis says that there's no contradiction at all. The Gemara Chagiga that says that Katafris is Beiler Rab Meir, Beiler Rab Yehuda, even ignore the Tosefta's quoting the Chachamim, the third Shita. Don't consider the third Shita, that the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch pass like the third Shita. You can only be tevil in the middle mikveh. Even say like the Ri and the Rabbi Natan, that you do accept that Gemara and the Chagiga, that you can be tevil in the bottom mikveh, yeah. So he says, V'hashta, he the Chagiga lo kashamita, there's no contradiction. The Gemara Chagiga says Katafris is a chibur to be mitzarf 20 and 20. That is considered one mikvah 40 saw. And here the Mishnah that says Katafris ain't a chibur is going about Hashoka. Katafris is not good to make Hashoka, but it is good to make a chibur of 20 and 20 together. Matzino lemeima. Now you can say no kasha. Del kuli alma bein l'Rab Yehuda bein l'Rab Meir with the disregard the Chachamim and the Tosefta. Our Tosefta doesn't quote it. The Rash Diyah quotes that the Chachamim and the Tosefta disagree. Our Tosefta doesn't even recognize that there's a third Shita. Matzino lemeima. The kuli alma matvila mitachtoina filo lekabem tzois mem. You don't have to go like the Rabbi Natan. That to create a mikveh you need to create a mikveh. Natsik and Katafris is no good to be mechavik. An already existing mikveh, the Natsik and Katafris is good. He said, no. The Ri is speaking now. He says, to create a mikveh is also good. I feel a lekabem tois mem. So why does it? But the Rabbi Natan had a haychocha. Why does it say in the Tosefta the middle one has mem? Let it say 20 and 20. Why do you have to have three mik? Why do you have to have three mikvahs? 20 and 40 and 20. And they argue about the top one and they agree on the bottom one. Why don't you just have a Tosefta that says you have 20 and 20? And the Machlekes says, can you only be tevil in the low one, or can you be tevil in the upper one? So isn't that a raya to the Rabbi Natan? That's one of the rayas of the Rabbi Natan, that the Tanoi meant to distinguish between creating a mikveh, yeshmeyayin, or being mitzaref, you a body of water to an already existing mikveh. So the Rebala Tosis doesn't think that that's a raya at all. So he says, Matzino lemeimar, and he thinks not like the Rabbi Natan. One can argue the point against the Rabbi Natan's chumra. The lekul yam abilam tachtoina. I feel like about tzois mem. 20 and 20. You don't need 20, 40, and 20. 20 and 20. You can also be tovel in the bottom one. Why does the Tosefta give a case the middle one has 40? The doke bem tzois mem lashmina lefelochi k'tanim b'sefer b'tosefta chacham meim abilam ela bem tzois. To quote that there's a third sheet who disagrees. Even if you already have a mikvah of 40. Maybe that's what it's for. Maybe that's why the Brisa gives that case. Inami, maybe the Brisa tells me the case of 40 in the middle for a different reason. Tell me a different chiddush. Inami kamashmalam. Maybe it's telling me the chiddush. That's according to the Chachamim and the Tosefta that you can neither be tevil on the upper one nor on the bottom one. But in the middle one, you can't be tevil. So maybe that's a chiddush. One might have made a mistake and thought One might have thought you should make a gzera. The Rabbanu shouldn't allow people to be tovelin in the middle mikveh. That has 40 saw. So kamash malan, that's not a problem. So that's what the Ri insists. This is very interesting. The Ri says that it's more chomer to do hashoke, more difficult to do hashoke than it is to be mechaber and mikveh together. Notzuk v'katafris is a chibur. I don't know about notzuk. Leave out notzuk. Katafris. Notzuk was flying in midair. But Katafris, what's rolling down the side of the mountain, he says, the Ri holds that you should paskin like that Gemara in Chagiga Yutes. That if you have Katafris being Mechaba 20 and 20, can be toivel in the bottom mikveh, but Katafris is not a Chibur to constitute a Hashoka. That's an interesting distinction. Why should that be the case? So Rabbi Cheskel Abramsky, I saw, has an interesting comment in his Chidushim on the Tosefta. He quotes a fascinating Gemara in Nida on Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. This is a famous Gemara. Rav Zevin published a whole essay on this Gemara, Hashelek B'Halacha. In his volume, La'or HaHalacha, he printed 60, 70 years ago. He used to print every week in Hatzofet, in the Mizrahi newspaper. He used to print Advar HaLocha. He used to print book reviews, and he used to print essays about Parshas HaShavua, different essays. So he once printed an essay about the various dinim of snow. So the main thing is he talks about this Gemara in Nida, Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph. So the Gemara says, if you have a whole pile full of snow, Adam Tomei touch. So the question is snow mekabel tuma or not? Well, it's not Adam, it's not Kalim. Is it Ochlam or Mashkin? So the Tosefta says, it's not Ochlam, even Chishev Olav L'Achila. Even if the man plans to eat it as a meal, that's not called Eichel. But Chishev Olav L'Mashke, if someone plans to drink it, then it has the status of Mashke, so it'll be Mekabel Tumas Mashke. There's a difference between Tumas Eichel and Tumas Mashke. So the Mishnah says like that. Hashelik ain't a Mekabel, ain't a lo Eichel v'lo Mashke, Chishev Olav L'Achila, ain't a Metame Tumas Eichel, Chishev Olav L'Mashke, Metame Tumas Mashke. What if Chishev Olav L'Mashke, in an autumn tummy, touches this big pile of snow that a few feet tall, he touches it, so it says, Maga b'miktsas is not ke maga b'kula. Why? Because each kernel, each little bit of snow, what do you call
snow
the little
flake?
Each flake of snow is aimed b'fnei atzmo. So you can't say maga b'miktsas ke maga b'kula. Eina mitami ala maka maga b'levad. But nita miktsasa nita kulai. If you have a whole, how can you have a whole pile of snow that's tummy? What do you mean? An ordinary tummy touched every single thing. How can it be? So the whole snow is going to melt. And if he touches his hand on the whole surface, what's going to make the next part? What's going to make the next layer, Tommy? So Mark gives you a funny case. You have a whole pile of snow, and someone takes it into a klicheris. The din is that the klicheris is on mekabel tuma from the inside, not from the outside. And the klicheris, once it's mekabel tuma, it transmits the tuma even without maga. Let's say I have a klicheris which is Tommy. So it doesn't. If you touch it on the outside, here's a klicheris. If I touch it, I'm tummy. If I touch it on the outside, it's not mekabel tuma. If I touch it on the inside, then once it became tummy on the inside, if you dangle some food that's tahor into the klicheris, even though the food is not touching the klicheris is metame. It's mekabel tuma me'aviro. If you dangle a dead sheretz in the klicheris would be mekabel tuma me'aviro, and the klicheris transmits tuma be'aviro even without maga. Once it's inside, you don't even need maga. On the outside, even if you have maga, it's not mekabel tuma and it doesn't transmit tuma. In the inside, it's both mekabel tuma and transmitting tuma, just me'avira. So the Gemara says you have a ton of snow, and you have an oven, a klicheris that's tuma, and someone took the snow into the oven. Not that the fire is on. The fire is on, all the snow is going to melt. Fire is not on, just the oven is tuma. So you have a klicheris that's tuma, you take a ton of snow into the klicheris and take it out, so all the snow will be tuma. Because every flake of snow was sitting inside the avir of the klicheris. So now if I want to be metaher all of the snow, so I got to make hashoke. The snow is only mekabel tum of chishev olav l'mashke. Chishev olav l'yochlim, of lo chishev olav lo l'mashke. Stam, it snows, and no one plans to, we're going to make snowmen with the snow. We're going to make snowballs with the snow. So it's not mekabel tum of seichel, but not mekabel tum of mashke, not mekabel tum at all. Chishev olav l'achil is not mekabel tum. Chishev olav l'mashke, the Mishnah says it is mekabel tum. So Chishval l'mashkim, then they took the whole pile of snow into the klicheris and they took it out. So every single flake of snow is tummy. Now I want to be metairit So it has this status like Mayim, Chishavala of the Mashkin, so if I'll do a Hashoke, that'll be Metair everything. So the Mishnah says, the Sheleg, a big pile of snow, is not Chibur Letumah. You don't say Magabim Miktsasa Kemagab Bekulo, but it is a Chibur Nita Miktsasai Nita Kuloi. Nita Miktsasai is Nita Kula. Hashoke will help. So what kind of a din is that? What kind of a halacha is that? So you see that there's a difference between maga b'miktsasa ke maga b'kuloi. The Mishnah puts the two together. Here, our Mishnah. Anatzak v'katafres, ein achibur, lo l'tumma v'lo l'tar. Lo l'tumma means you don't apply maga b'miktsasa ke maga b'kuloi. It's not a chibur. V'lo l'tar, you don't apply the din of hashoke. If the Hashoka was accomplished through Nasik v'katafres, that's not a valid Hashoka. So the simple reading of our Mishnah is that it should be exactly the same. The Tumah v'Latar, is it a Chibur, is it not a Chibur? Yeah, but you get to this Gemara in Nidan, Daf Yud Zayin, so you see that it's not exactly the same. So the Ri sees that there's a difference over here. The Ri claims that Nasik v'katafres, based on the Gemara Chagigi Yutes, is a Chibur, not only to, like the Rabbeinu Tam said, to connect the mikvah chaser to mikvah shleim, even to connect the 20 saw with the 20 saw. It's also, he doesn't see what the problem is. He thinks that would be acceptable. Matzina lemeim, one can even say, not like the Rabbeinu Tam. Even if it's 20 and 20, he thinks that it should be good. He thinks that the only time he says that it's no good, he says that original Mishnah, is really talking about Hashoka. Hashoka is mochomer. To make a hashoka is considered mochomer than to be bechav mikvoes together. Why? Because in order to accomplish a hashoka, we require that it should be one unit. We require that it should be one unit. So what's over here? In order to be a mikvah memso, apparently you don't need that it should be one unit, he thinks, the reholds. You don't need that this should, you should, you have to have, the memso should be one unit. You should have 40 so, but makam echot. It doesn't necessarily have to be one unit. So even though katafres is ein chibur, it's not mechabit together, but still you have memso, but makam echot. So that's considered, you have 40 so, for the purpose of being toivel and a mikvah. But for the purpose of hashoka, that's not enough. You have to have dafkid, that it should be chibur. So not that the katafris is ain't a chibur, it's not considered one unit. It's a chiddush. A chiddush what the Ri holds. See, the way the Chasam Sofer wrote his exaggerated tshuva, Chasam Sofer said a chiddush, that for the purpose of Hashoka, it's not enough if you have one mikveh next to the other. That's what Moshe says, it's against all the Mishnah, it's against all the Toseftas. So the Hungarians are all machmeh for that Chasam Sofer. But we understand where he's coming from. The Chasam Sofer says that Hashoke is midin zriya. So zriya, you take a potato, you take an apple, and you plant it in the ground. You have to offer all over the place. All the dalats dorim, all the six different directions, northeast, south, west, and on top and on the bottom. So that was the chumrah of the Chasam Sofer. So Rav Moshe is right. It's against all the Mishnah. He said, "Befeirush, you don't need Hashoka. Doesn't need that. It should be in all directions." But the idea that the Chasam Sofer is saying that for Hashoka, it's based on Zriya. Zriya means mamash. It should be mechuber. It should be mechuber yachad. So that's what the Ri is saying over here. In order that it should be the Mishnah, that's the original Mishnah. And Taurus is not talking about a mikveh. Mishnah is talking about lo l'tuma means magbim k'tosa k'magav bekula. Lo l'tar means Hashoka. So Nosek v'katafris is not a chibur that it should be considered one unit. But b'neged to memso, to be mitztarf yachat to memso, you don't require that it should be considered one unit. That's the rehold like that. You don't require that it should be considered one unit. All you require is that you should have memso b'makam echot. So Rabbi Chezkel Abramsky works out by the Sheleg. He works hard on that Gemara to explain why he thinks it's muchach in the Gemara by the Sheleg and Nida, like the Ri says over here. The Shita Sari is generally not the accepted opinion. But usually, Ilinai has a good raya from the fourth line in the Gemara. The Gemara is Dimalayim Mikvoyas. What did the Gemara wake up all of a sudden that it goes by Mikvoyas? Of course, it's talking about Mikvoyas. So he says, no. The Gemara until now thought that it's that Mishnah is talking. The Mishnah is clearly talking about Hashaka. L'Tumah v'L'Tahara. Tahara means Hashaka, and they thought that the Brisa that says Tafeach L'Hatfeach is also Chibah is also talking about Hashaka. Then the Gemara backs out and says, no, maybe Linyan Hashaka Tafeach L'Hatfeach is no good. It's only going to get to Chibah Mikvoyas. Chibah Mikvoyas is easier than Hashaka. For Hashaka purposes, Tafeach L'Hatfeach would not be sufficient. That's how the Ri points out. So this Shita Sari is not the generally accepted opinion. Accepted in Yerudah, the accepted opinion is the Rambam. The Rambam says that we paskin like the third Shita in the Mishnah, the Chachamim Aimrim. That we don't accept, you can't be told, well, not in the upper mikvah, not in the bottom mikvah. Why? Because we hold that just like for the purpose of Hashoka, you need Mama Shechiba, it's not enough that you have the Maim Tmeim is close to the Maim Taharim. You need that it should be one unit. Should be a chibur, and Natsik v'katafis is ain't a chibur, so that's why it's not mitaher v'hashoke. So we require that the mem saw should also be a chibur. It has to be mamish one unit. And Natsik v'katafis is not mechaber. Yeah, that's the Loshon HaRambam. Hilchas Mikvos, Perek Ches, Aloch Ches. The Rambam quotes the Chachamim Oimrim, the Loker Rabbi Yudah, the Loker Rabbi Meir. The Chacham, so he says, v'ein matbil mele b'emtsoyis. Why? Why can't you be tovel in the lower mikveh? Because it's katafris, and katafris is because it's zochlim. Not like Rab Chaim Sanza said, katafris is not because zochlim. So he says, "Shein amaim hanischolim me'arvim elim kein omdu." It's only good to be me'arv yachad, to join together 20 and 20, or to join together 20 and 40. It's only mechaba yachad if it's standing still. Calls man it zochlim. It's not b'chaba yachad, and we require that it's not enough that you have 40 saw b'makam echad. You need that it should be one unit. It should be one entity of 40 saw. That's also a question. This, when the Shulchan Aruch quotes the Rambam Shita, so there's a machlekes achreinim on the daf in the Yerudeya. Exactly what is not acceptable here. The Shach on this here, if you take a look, the Imre Moshe, the first essay in the Sefer Imre Moshe by Moshe Sokolovsky, is all about these topics. It goes on and on and on for 40 pages. It's very long. No, 20 pages. A long essay, but he quotes a lot of important Baruch Mekonis. So he points out that there's a fundamental machlokes, the Shach in other Achreinim, how to read this Rambam. He says, the Shach and Simen Reish Aleph, the all the Hilchas Mikvos, appear in Yerudeh and one Simen, Simen Reish Aleph. So the Shach in Simen Reish Aleph Katan Chavtes says that the only time Zochlim is no good to be Mechaber, the two mikvahs together, mikvah 40 and 20 or 20 and 20, that Zochlim is no good to be Mechaber, we don't pass like the Ri or the Rabbi Natan, we pass like the Rambam, Zochlim is no good, that's only if you're dealing with a mikvah that needs Eshborim. There's a mikveh and there's a mayan. That there's a pasuk in Chumash, ach mayan, a bor mikveh mayan yihi ator. So what it means is, whether a person whose tummy is tovel in a mikveh, or the person whose tummy is tovel in a mayan, in either event he will be tar. Ach mayan, or bor mikveh mayan yihi ator will accomplish that I will become tar. A mikveh is when you have rainwater, megashamim, that's what the Mishnah is referred to as notfim, the water that drips down from the sky. That's either the megashamim or hafshoras hashlogim, the rain that melts, so that's one kind of a mikveh that you need, eshborin, that's no good zochlim. And the other source of water is from under the ground, if the source of the water is from under the ground. All the water out there, the Gemara says in Tainus, there's a water cycle, so the water, all the water goes up and down, goes up and down. But if it rained, and then the water goes a few feet under the ground, then it just jumps back up, that's called mekshamin. Has to be very far below the ground. It's all rain water that goes down. But if it went very deep below the ground, then it shoots back up again, then it has the status of a mayan. Just goes a couple of feet, then it doesn't have the status of a mayan. There's a question, how far deep does it have to go that the Mei Geshamin should be converted into the status of Mei Mayonis? That's the Ramban HaChumash talks about that. And the Mishkanes Yankiv has a tshuva about that. That's important halacha l'maisa, to determine when does it convert to become a mayan. When you say, no, it's the Mei Geshamin, it didn't yet become a mayan. So the din is that a mayan is metaher b'zochlim. If the source of the water, that's what we said. The rivers and the ocean is always a mixture. It's part rainwater and part mei mayonis. And the Mishnah says it depends. Rabba notvim ala zochlim or rabba zochlim ala notvim. If the rov is mei mayonis, then it is metar bezochlim. And we assume that usually it is. For every drop of rainwater that comes down, ein l'chol kol tipa tipa malmayla, shein l'chol shtei tipin melamato, there's always twice as much water from under the ground as there is one unit of water from the sky. That's the Gemara in the Dorim Daf Mem, and the Gemara in the end of Chorus like that, a few places in Masech HaShabbos like that. So we usually assume that the Rob is going to be Mei Mayonis, unless you know otherwise. So the Shach writes a Chiddush over here, that this, the Rambam Paskin like the Chachamim, that Zochlim, that Katafris is no good because it's Zochlim, and Zochlim is no good, only in a mikveh. So there, you cannot be mechaber 20 and 20 and 20 and 40 with zochlim. What if you have a mayon? I have a mayon. Let's say I have an under the ground source of water. I have an ocean or a river, and most of the water comes from under the ground and it flows. And then I have on the side I have a little puddle that only has 20 saw, has 35 saw. And I'm mechaber this with the mayon, and the thing that's mechaber it itself is zochlim. The thing that's mechaber is zochlim. So the Shach thinks that would be good, because here you're not talking about tefillah in a mikveh, you're talking about tefillah in a mayon. When it comes to a mayon, so zochlim is good. In a mikveh, where zochlim is no good, because by definition the word mikveh means kovah v'kaima, it's standing still, stagnant water. So zochlim is not acceptable, so zochlim cannot be the mechaber. But in a mayon, the mayon is always good b'zochlin. Adarab, it's only good b'zochlin. If you have a mayon and the water is not zochel, it's good b'toris mikveh, but it's not good b'toris mayon. Who needs dafka a mayon? Does anybody? The pasuk says a person whose tummy can either be tovel in a mikveh or in a mayon. Ach mayon abor mikveh mayon yihatar. You become tohar either if you tovel in a mikveh or you tovel in a mayon. Is there any tummy who requires dafka a mayon? Azav. Azav needs Mayim Chaim. Mayim Chaim means a Mayim. Who else needs Mayim Chaim? Who else needs a Mayim Chaim? Hazos Hefer Para. Yeah, Mechatos. You have to have Mayim Chaim El Keli. You can't take water from a mikveh. You have to take water from a Mayim. Anybody else need Mayim Chaim? Sota? No. Sota does need Mayim Chaim. No. Sota does need Mayim Chaim. I forgot Mishnayis, no? Zava Zamachlekes, right. Zava Zamachlekes HaGa'onim. Some of the Ga'onim came up with a Chiddush that all of the women today are treated as a Safik Zava, Safik Nida. And since a Zav needs Mayim Chaim, so a Zava is a female Zav. So just like a Zav needs Mayim Chaim, so a Zava needs Mayim Chaim also. So Rashi quotes this in about 10 places. So five of the places Rashi says, the Ga'onim said that a Zava needs Mayim Chaim. And five of the places Rashi writes, and it's wrong. Half of the time Rashi quotes it without coming, half the time he quotes it, and he says it's against the Tosefta. The Tosefta in the Mishnah is a Megillah list of Ein Bein Mitzor Le Mitzoras, Ein Bein Mitzor Muchlot Le Mitzor Muzgar, a whole list of Ein Beins. So the Tosefta adds on more Ein Beins. So it's Ein Bein Zav Le Zava, Elash HaZav Ton Mayim Chaim HaZav, Ein Utun Mayim Chaim. The famous Tosefta, the Ramban HaChumash quotes it, at the end of Parshas Shmini, I think the last Ramban HaShmini quotes also, that the Goyim insist that you need Mayim Chaim for a Zava, and it's against the Tosefta. The Tosefta said the Fesha, you don't need Mayim Chaim for a Zava. Yeah. There are those who are Choshish for that. The Shach in Yerudeh quotes the Bach, who thinks that you should be Choshish for this. So there are places in Mansi, the Chesidish places, where they have Dafke for women to be Toivol, so they have Dafke Mayonis. They don't have a plain mikveh where the water is collected from the roof. They have the source of the water, Dafke is a Mayim. So that's Chumrah. Rabbi Tendler pointed out that it's going to be, hygienically, it's going to be healthier. Because if the water is stagnant, and it just sits there, and you have 10 people go in, so all the 10 people give all their germs into the water. So if you have enough chlorine, so it'll kill all the germs. But you don't always have so much chlorine to succeed in killing all the germs. So a lot of times a woman who's normally healthy goes to the mikveh at the end of the month, and then she develops an infection because of the germs that are in the mikveh. But if you have these, if you have a mikveh that's a mayan and the water keeps on flowing, it's from a source from under the ground, so there's less of a chance that the germs are going to remain there. Rabbi Tanna said he tested the waters of different mikvahs, and it turned out the waters from the mayonis were less infected with germs than those from mikvahs. Okay. And according to some goyim, this is a hidya. The Mishnah has another case. Who else needed Mayim Chaim? Who else needs Mayim Chaim? Once in the history of the world, when the Kohanim became Kohanim, is that when they needed Mayim Chaim? No, I forgot already. I think maybe there was a Hirosh on Chumash. We got to keep our eyes open when we learn Chumash Bamidbar. Maybe it says there another Mayim Chaim. I don't remember. Mishnah is about that. The two who need Mayim Chaim is Mei Chatos, Mayim Chaim El Keli, Ledoiris, and the Zav, and I think there may be a third one. I don't remember. As a Hirosh, sure, it could be there was another Mayim Chaim. Yeah. So the Shach there in Yerideya understands this. The Shulchan Aruch Paschim is like this: Rambam Perkes Alochaches, the Ein Hamayim Hanischolim Ma'arvim Melim Kein Omdu. That since Zochlim is no good for mikveh, so how can you say that this is mechubet to this if the thing in the middle is no good for tefillah? It's not considered mechubet. You have to be able to tovel. A is mechubet to B through the middle thing. The middle thing itself you can't be tovel in because it's Zochlim. Well, what happens if you're making it into a mayon? You want to be mechaber this to a mayon, and the mayon is matar when it's zechem. So the shach thinks then katafras would be chibur. The other achrayim disagree. The Vilna Goin quotes the Rivosh, who disagrees. That's what the Imre Moshe starts on the first page of his long essay Siman Aleph. He starts with that bir agro. He disagrees with that shach. He thinks that even though a mayon is mitahir b'zoichlim, a mayan is matar b'zochlim, but he thinks that zochlim is still no good. Natsuk and katarfis is still not a chibur to me mechaber to a mayan. He said that wouldn't be good. Why not? What do you mean to me mechaber to a mayan? I mean, if I have, over here I have only 20 saw, I have 35 saw, let's say. Let's say this water. What do I want to be mechaber to a mayan? I want to remove the status of mayim shuvim. That's hashoka. That's what the Rish says, that the Natsuk Katafis is no good for Hashoka purposes. He says Natsuk Katafis is no good for either for Hashoka to remove the status of Mayim Shuvim or for Hashoka to remove the Tahara, to remove the Tumah. That the Rish says for sure is no good. Okay, that we're Machmer. And then, even though the Rabbein Tam holds that Natsuk Katafis, the Rabbein Tam and the Ri, they both agree that Natsik v'katafris, at least katafris. Katafris is good to be mechaber 35 to 40 saw. The Ri thinks even 20 with 20 is good katafris. Rabbein Tam thinks it's only good 20 to 40 is good. So the Raman Paskins against that. It's not good. You have to have 40 saw has to be b'makom echad. Not enough makom echad, has to be mamish a chibur. So nasim kachtaf is fine, it's b'makom echad, but it's not mechaber. So nachamal, so the shach thinks in his commentary that Rambam who paskens like the Chachamim in the Tosefta that zochlim is not mechaber. That's by a mikveh it's not mechaber, but by a mayon if you mechaber to a mayon, the mayon is matar b'zochlim. So it would be a chibur. And the Rivosh, quoted by the Vilna Goin and the Bir Agro there, holds that it's still no good, even for a mayan. What do you mean it's no good? It means it's no good. Why is it no good? Because you have to have that the meha. I'm being toivel in a puddle of water. The mayan is flowing over there. I'm not being toivel in the mayan. There's a river flowing by, and I'm being toiv in a puddle over here that only has 35 saw. So I want to say that this is a branch of that. This is a branch of that, but this is stagnant. The water that I'm being toiv in is stagnant. So you can't say that this is a mayim. I want to say this is mechuba with the mayim. I want to say this is mechuba with the mayim, so it should be good. So that's what the only going quotes the Rivosh. That in order to be mechuber to the mayon, you have to have a thing that's mechaber, and when it's moving, zerchlim is not good for chibur. Even though the zerchlim is good for a mayon, but the zerchlim is not good for the mechaber your little mikvele to a mayon. So it's not a chibur. So the Rivosh has a chiddush. He says that the reason why zerchlim he has an original chiddush. The Biragro quotes this in the Rosh. The reason why zochlim is no good for a mikveh is because a mikveh needs a boim so. And if the whole mikveh is going to be zochlim, so it's not mechubah together. So you don't have 40 so. But by a mayon, you don't need 40 so. There's a Mishnah like that. The Mishnah says that in a mikveh you need 40 so, on a mayon you don't need 40 so. So there's a machlekes harishon what the Mishnah is talking about. So the Rashba and the Taras Habayis quotes this machlekes. So some Rishonim say the Mishnah is talking about tfilas adam. A person is tummy, wants to be tovel in a mikveh, so the mikveh requires 40 so. He wants to be tovel in a mayon, you don't require 40 so. You still need the mayim shekol gufo ela behem bevasachas. You need that in a mayon. Also, you need the whole body should be submerged under the water bevasachas. But by mikveh you need 40 so. The Mishnah, there's a Mishnah mikvahs that says, Gemara quotes that Mishnah that the reason why you need 40 so is because you need rochatz is kol basar b'mayim. Mayim shekol gufo ela behem bevasachas v'shir rachachamim aboim so. So some Rishonim thought that it's only with the Rabban, and others say it's not true. Shir HaChachamim means it's a Shir Daraisa. You need Mem So Min HaTorah. So if the whole reason why you need Mem So is because Maim Shikol Kuf or Elohim Bebasacha, so how can you say by Mayon that you don't need 40 So? How can there be some Rishonim like that? So one of the Rishonim suggested that maybe the Halacha is by a Mayon, you can be Tovel one limb at a time. You can be Tovel one leg and then the other leg and then one arm and the other arm and your head and then your front of the belly and the back of the back. You can be tovel lachatzoim. The Rabbeinu Meshulam had such an idea. Rabbeinu Meshulam is giving a shir on Parshas Hashavua. So he pointed out in Parshas Shmini, when it talks about the Tmeim, so by all the Tmeim it says, V'rochatz is called Besara B'mayim. And by the Zav, it doesn't say V'rochatz is called Besara, it says V'rochatz is Besara B'mayim. Why is there a difference? How come by Zav it doesn't say V'rochatz is called Besara, and by the other Tmeim it does? He says, that's the reason why, because a Zav needs Mayim Chaim. And in a mayon, you don't need kol gufo ela behem bevasachas. You can be tovel lachatzoyim. Masheni came by the other tmeim. He's not going to be tovel in a mayon. He's going to be tovel in a mikveh. And in a mikveh, he needs mayim shekol gufo ela behem bevasachas. So the Rabbeinu Tam heard. Rabbeinu Shulam lived in a different city. Rabbeinu Tam heard that. That's what he said once in Parshas Hashavua. So he said, you have to retract in public. It's ridiculous. It's against halacha. So Rabbeinu Meshulam sent him back a letter. He only said it l'pula bi'alma. He didn't say it l'halacha. He explained to the Balabatim that it's not acceptable l'halacha. Rabbeinu Tam said, you're not allowed to say it even l'pula. It's so ridiculous. It's a good word. No, his mom is based on Pesukim Echumash. By the Zav, it doesn't say Baruch, it says Kol B'sara. By the other Tmeim, it does. So he says, because the other Tmeim is a good deal. The other Tmeim only need a mikveh. A mikveh need Maim Shekol Gufo Elohim Vasachas. But the Zav needs Maim Chaim. So you don't need kol gufo ela b'masach. So Rabbeinu Tam says you're not even allowed to say it. L'pulpul is absolutely not correct. So how do you understand that one shita like that? It's very, very strange. How can it be that by a mayon you don't need mem sof for tefilas adam? You only need mem sof for tefilas adam by a mikveh. Very strange. The Rashba said the accepted opinion of Shulchan Aruch is, the Rashba quotes the two opinions. The accepted opinion is that even by a mayon you also need mem sof. You also need mem sof. So the Rivosh says, but the Mishnah says, but a mayon, you don't need memsor. The Mishnah says, you only need memsor by mikveh, mayon, doesn't he? So the Rishonim say that goes on tfilas kelim. The Mikra Adin Deraisa, the Gemara says in Nazir, that for tfilas kelim, it's enough with a mikveh of a revius, mayon, if you have a revius of water. And if the kli is a larger supat, then it can't fit into revius. So you need 100 revias, but you don't need memsor. You only need memsor for tefillah sodom. And then the Gemara said, "Bitluhu l'riviyasa." This din menatara that you can be tovel kalim tmeim. If you buy pots and pans from a goy, you have to be tovel tefilas kalim. So the Tosis has on the last daf and avodah zarah that needs memsa menatara. That's a different din. That's not tefillah to remove tumah. That's a tefillah to be megar the pots and the pans. So that you need memsa menatara. But if you have a kli that's tameh, when you remove the tumah, so mikra din deraisa. The Gemara says in Nazir. You can be toivel the kli. The Gemara is listing off all the things that need revius. So the Gemara says abrikosis is revius, and kiddush and avdol is revius, and nazir drinks a revius yain. That's why it's a nazir. Nazir drinks a revius yain is like all the various dinim that need revius. So the Gemara says, why don't they list off a revius for the mikveh? The Gemara says because bitlu l'reviyasa. Because in the later generation, the chachamim did away with that din. You can no longer be toivel kalim tmeim in a revius of a mikveh. But if it's a mayon, then they never introduced the chumrim in the rabbana that you should need memso for tefilas kelim. Only for tefilas adam do you need memso. For tefilas kelim, you don't need. So we have the Mishnah. The Mishnah is beferish, a difference between a mikveh and a mayon. That a mikveh requires memso, a mayon does not require memso. So some of the rishonim hold that it goes on tefilas adam, then an adam tummy can be toivel on a mayon that has less than memso. And the other rishonim say, no, the Mishnah only goes on tefilas kelim. When they were mevatel adin der raisa der revius mikra adin is good enough for tefilas kelim tmeim, and you always need memso even for tefilas kelim tmeim. They only were mevatel the sheer revius by a mikveh, by a mayan they left on and didn't raisa. You don't need memso for tefilas kelim, but for tefilas adam you always need it. Yeah. So the Rivosh writes there's still a difference. Even if you'll assume that by a mayan for tefilas adam you need memso min haTorah, both by mayan and a mikveh you need memso. There's still a difference. He says, by the mikveh, the memso has to be one unit. So if it's zoichlim, it's not mechaber. So you don't have memso. But he says, by mayon, you just need memso, that it should be kol gufo elu behem v'asachas. But there is no requirement that you need memso should be mechuba, one unit, one entity. He says, these two dinim atoli zebizeh. The aloha that by mayon is mitaher bezeichlin is because a mayon alpidin does need memso. Even if you need memso, it's a shir in the mayim, shekol guf olahem v'asachas. Not a shir in the chefts of the mayim. But by mikveh, the mikveh needs a shir of memso. Has to be one unit. So this is this is what we assume. This is not like the ri. The ri holds that it's only for hashoka purposes that you need. Natsuk Katafris is not a chiba for Hashoka, but Natsuk Katafris is a chiba for Mikvahs with 20 and 20, 20 and 40, no problem. Why? Because there's no requirement for the 40 saw that it should be one unit, it should be Mechuba Yachid one. As long as you have 40 saw of Makam Echad is good enough. So we don't hold like that. We hold that the 40 saw of the Mikvah have to be one unit. And Natsuk and Katafris is not a chiba, so it's not Mechuba Yachid, you're lacking 40 saw. And a mind, you don't need that it should be one unit. You just need that it should be called Gufa Elohim Bevasacha. So you have it. If the 40 swords were Mokamecha, then you have it. So that's why the Rivosh, and the Rivosh came before the Shach, but the Rivosh is not in agreement with that Shach. The Rivosh holds that the Raman Paskins, like the Shita Sachachachamim, and the Tosefta and Pergimel and Mikvois, the Loki Rab Yudah, the Loki Rab Meir, not only can you not be tovel in the upper mikveh, you cannot be tovel in the lower mikveh. Why? Because Natsik v'katafris is not a chibur at all. So they hold it's not even a chibur for a mayon. Not only is it not a chibur for a mikveh, because in a mikveh you can't be tovel in zoichlim, even for a mayon, where the mayon is zoichlim, and you can be tovel in it. Yeah, but it's not, but the 40 saw of the mayon are not mechuba yachad. Yeah, 40 sober makamechad is good. It's called gufa olu behem v'asachas. But by the mikveh, if you have a mikveh that's mechuba to a mayon, the mechaba cannot be zoichlim. The thing that's mechaba has to be something that's standing still. It can't be zoichlim. Because zoichlim is never a mechaba or anything. So this is the one topic that Tosis discusses. Tosis has two topics here. So the one topic is whether Katafris is Mechaber. So our Gemara says a Mishnah, Katafris is not Mechaber. And the Gemara in Chagiga says Katafris is Mechaber. So there were four answers on the Stira. The Rabbi Natam gave his answer. The Ri gave his answer. The Rash gave his answer. That the Rambam, that we don't pass like the whole Gemara Chagiga, we pass like the Chacham, and that's the way it's in Shulchan Aruch. The Yosef Meir gave his answer, that that Gemara is a Kula b'derabbanan, on the level of the Raisa, it's not Mechaber. These were the four answers on that stir. Then the middle of the Taisus is going to be talking about a different topic. How come over here, the Gemara seems to say that the Shir Chibur, how deep does the water have to be? If you have two puddles of water, how deep does the Mechaber have to be? The Agamara says that the Chibur should be Tafeach HaManos LaHatfiach. And then you have Mishnayos all over the place that it says the depth of the water should be Kishwaferes Hanov. You have two mikvahs, one next to the other. There's a wall separating between two mikvahs. If the hole is Kishwaferes Hanov, Shteyas Bois Kozes Umkaiman, that's much more than Tafeach HaManos LaHatfiach. So that's the other stira that the Rishonim work on. So Rabbi Natan has his answer and the Ri has his answer. So believe that tomorrow we'll have to continue with that. How do we miyashiv that stira? If you have a chance, take a look. Rav Avila Soloveitchik has a piece on Hilchos Mikvos. He talks a little bit, just pshat in this, Rabbi Natan and the Ri that we're going to discuss tomorrow about the Shvaferes Hanod versus the Tafeach HaManos LaHatfiach, how deep the Chibur has to be. So the first paragraph in his piece, he gives pshat. Then he goes on to other topics. He discusses Ashver Rambam. That's not our racing. But the first paragraph is our racing.